A lot of Alaskans are waiting for Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration to release its proposal for next year's budget. It is widely expected to contain deep cuts to state services as Dunleavy's administration tries to balance state spending to revenues. But Alaskans aren't the only ones who are waiting to see what's on the chopping block. The credit ratings agencies are watching, too. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney checked in on Alaska credit rating and has this story.
You probably learned in high school economics the basics of a credit rating. Pay your bills on time, your credit rating goes up. Pay them late or not at all, it goes down. And just like your credit rating factors into how cheaply you can borrow money to pay for a house or a new car, the state's credit rating plays a big role in how much money it has to spend in order to borrow. Right now, there's a plan in the works for the state to borrow about $740 million to pay down some of its debt. Its credit rating is going to determine how cheaply the state can get that money. But there are some factors that determine the state's credit rating that the average Jane just doesn't have to worry about. For one, oil prices. That's the main source of revenue that Alaska has to pay its bills. So when they crashed in 2015, the state's credit rating took a beating.
Over the course of the last 4 years, we've been downgraded 7 times, and I bet there's been twice that many rating agency reports with negative news on the state of Alaska.
That's Devin Mitchell. He's the state's debt manager. Back in 2017, staff at Alaska's Department of Revenue, where Mitchell works, went out on a mission to try and convince the credit rating agencies to stop downgrading the state. They argued that Alaska could, in fact, pay its bills. And they laid out their argument using another one of those things that you might not have to think about when you are applying for a loan, the $60 billion permanent fund. Think of it as a gigantic savings account the state has had in its back pocket for the last 40 years. Department of Revenue managers met with the rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch, arguing that even though it had never been done before, if the legislature chose to use the permanent fund's investment earnings to pay for state government, there would actually be plenty of money available to pay its bills. And it worked. In late 2017, the outlook on Alaska's credit rating went from negative to stable.
And I think we changed the outlook to stable based on the idea that the state had come up with a way to fund itself using its permanent fund earnings as a sort of mechanism to fund a big chunk of the operating budget.
That's Ted Hampton. He's the lead analyst for Alaska at Moody's. Hampton says Alaska has been experiencing the downside of relying on oil to fund state government because prices are volatile. And when they crashed, some of the basics of a credit rating kicked in because even though the state was willing to pay its bills, it was no longer clear that it was capable of doing that. There's one more thing that Alaska has to deal with that you don't have to think about when you're considering your credit rating. PFDs, those checks Alaskans get every year. They come out of the earnings of the permanent fund, too. And for the last few years, those checks were capped by the former governor and the legislature with the idea of leaving more money to fund state government. It's not that the act of paying dividends is a problem for the state's credit rating from Moody's.
We're agnostic, really, on the issue of whether the state is paying dividends or how big those dividends are.
Can the state pay dividends and balance the budget?
But it does appear that increased dividend payments, you know, the way things are set up now, might make it more difficult for the state to achieve budget balance.
Right now, there's a plan that kept the state's credit outlook stable. But there's a new governor, and his administration has a new plan for the state's budget, one that doesn't involve capping PFDs. Instead, it relies on cutting state government, though that may be easier said than done. Moody's isn't likely to jump at changing the state's credit rating based solely on Dunleavy's new budget proposal when it comes out. Hampton says they tend to wait for proposals to become reality. That new budget is set to come out on February 13th. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.